following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, well, good afternoon, Refuge family. Hope you guys are doing well in this extremely smoky season here at Refuge. Definitely want to take a minute today and pray for all of those that are working on the fire line out there and working on those fires that we can all smell. I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning and my sinuses were killing me because whenever fall hits in Southern California, it feels like, man, not only do we have just some of the natural elements of the changing of seasons that kind of kick up some of those allergies, but it seems like we continue to have fire season and this smell of smoke in the air. I was joking with somebody today about how the smell of fall in Southern California smells kind of like pumpkin spice lattes and forest fires. And that's what California's kind of getting used to. So let's pray today for those that are working on those fire lines and pray for all of the communities and the people that are out there that are continually having just to deal with what is going on before we begin. Please join me as we pray for them today. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just your provision and for your wisdom. Lord, there are so many that are out there and that have been out there this season and this year fighting fires in so many different communities. And as we smell the smoke that goes through the air and as it tickles our senses, Lord, may we remember that there are people that are very much living in fear right now of their homes being taken from them. There are men who are risking their lives in dangerous places right now, Father, to protect those homes and those communities. And we pray, Lord, that your just provision will be over those communities that are being affected by this and by the men who are working on that fire and how they are also away from their families, many of them being fathers and husbands. Lord, may your just hand guide them in all that they do. In your name, amen. All right, so today I thought I want to just give everybody who's out there an update on the children's ministry, maybe not necessarily an update, but just kind of a reminder of what we do here at Refuge with our children's ministry, because I think that sometimes some people don't really understand what's going on in the back with the kids, but it's important for you to know that we actually have a very intentional plan here in our children's ministry, and our plan is this, is that on Sunday mornings, we go through the whole Bible in a year, and we start off in the fall with the story of creation, and we go through Adam and Eve, and then Cain and Abel, Noah's Ark, the Tower of Babel, so on and so forth, all the way until the time of Christmas, and then at Christmas, we talk about the birth of Christ, and then from the time of Christmas until Easter, we talk about the life of Christ, and then after Easter, we talk about the Apostle Paul and his journeys and the establishment of the early church. And then every summer, we want to focus on what we would say is the just continued the fruits of the Spirit as we drive that in with the kids as to our purpose of living is to reflect God's light. So that's what we do on Sunday mornings, and we do that every single year, and we just kind of get it through so that the kids can understand a basic Bible timeline. They can know the whole story of picture, or the whole picture of the Bible, and they can understand where each one of the stories fall. Then on Wednesday nights, what we do is that we go a bit deeper with kids on Wednesday nights. And on Wednesday nights, we teach spiritual foundations, or we teach the other story of the Bible, and that's the spiritual story of the Bible, and that's the story that you get when you put all of the Bible stories together. You see the story, and that's the fall of man and the nature of God and his spirit and sin, and we teach kids what we'd say is spiritual foundations. We help them understand the spiritual message of the Bible on Wednesday nights. So just for those that are considering coming to church or wondering what do we do here at Refuge in our kids ministry, that's what we do. And it's really a lot of fun. Well, this last week, we were going through our Old Testament stories, as we do because it's fall, and we landed on the story of Joseph this week. And I thought, you know what, I want to talk about the story of Joseph because as I was teaching it to the kids this week, I thought, you know what, this is a good reminder really for all of us. exactly who Joseph was, the nature of his character, and the way that God worked through his life, because I think a lot of us can identify with who Joseph is, and we can feel very much like maybe at times we are going through similar types of scenarios as him. So first off, this story is found in Genesis. You go to Genesis chapter 37, and it takes up like the rest of the book of Genesis. It's one of the longest stories in Scripture, and it takes up a huge portion of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. So if you want to review this story, it's just a great story to review. So the story of Joseph's pretty simple. It's long, but it's pretty simple to understand. It's about a man who has favor from his father, and definitely the favor of the Lord is upon him. And we get a picture of him when he is a young man, and we see that jealousy of his brothers creep in, and they devise a plot to really kill him or to do nasty things to him. That plot is stopped, and instead of killing him, they ended up selling him into slavery. And this sin, this nature that is within all of Joseph's brothers, is kind of a reminder of the nature that was within Cain, the evil knowledge, the sin nature that was within Cain was kind of being displayed in all of Joseph's brothers. So Joseph's brothers, they sold him into slavery. He then went to Egypt, and because of the nature of his character and because of who he was a diligent worker, he had favor of the Lord, that he rose in power and he became second in command of a household, not second in command of Egypt just yet, but he became a leader of a household, of that house that he was serving in, and he has the favor of the Lord was upon him. But if you know the story, you know that a lie was spoken about him, and then he was tossed into prison. While he was in prison, he served the prisoners that were there, and the guard within prison understood that Joseph had the favor of the Lord upon him, that he was a man that walked with the Lord. And so he had favor within the guard, with the guards within the prison. And he also interpreted dreams, and he interpreted dreams of the other men that were in the prison as well. And because of his favor and because of his notoriety for being a man that interpreted dreams, he was called before Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a nasty dream about the future, and Joseph came and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream for him, and he ended up rising second in command of Egypt, and it was there that he got to help Egypt prepare for a nasty famine. Well, while he was second in command and the famine was taking place, well, here comes his brothers again, those brothers that sold him into slavery. They came, they didn't recognize who Joseph was, and as they recognized who Joseph was, and he kind of played with them a little bit, and they went and got their father and brought him back to the land of Egypt. And as they were all there, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, and his brothers were in deep fear because they remembered what they did to their brother. Well, it's a long story, and I know I just rapidly shot through it in about 2 minutes, but here's one of the key parts about the story of Joseph. From beginning to end, this is what we see. We see a man who is favored by God, who walks rightly with the Lord, and there's no record of Joseph doing anything wrong as we see him in Scripture. He's walking rightly with the Lord, but as he's walking rightly with the Lord, there are others that are around him that don't like that favor, or they don't like that position, and so they sell him into slavery. They persecute him, if you will. They do nasty things to him. But because of his favor, he digs himself up from the position that he was in, and then he is put in charge of more responsibility, and he grows in favor in the eyes of other people. But because he does what is right before the Lord, somebody tells a lie about him because he's doing what is right, and then he is thrown into prison. Again, persecuted for doing what is right. Well, while he is in prison, he still has favor because he's walking right with the Lord, and that's recognized by other people. And as he's in there, he eventually then grows in favor to become second in command of Egypt. Well, then his brothers come to him. And as he's had all these things happen to him in his life, it would be so easy for him to tell his brothers, I'm done with you. I'm done with my family. I can't believe all the things that you did to me in the past. I'm going to send all of you guys to prison now because I am in power and I am in control. But that's not the character of Joseph. The character of Joseph, because he walks rightly with the Lord, is this. When he is revealed to his brothers as to who he is, and they are in great fear, it says this, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, it says this, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, what you meant for evil against me, God meant it for good, in order to bring about on this day the saving of many lives. You see, Joseph looked back in his life and he realized what his brothers had done to him. He realized that they did something that was absolutely not right. But Joseph saw something that I think it's important for us to remember. He recognized something. He says this, am I in the place of God? Am I God? No, I'm not. It's only God that we need to fear. You need not fear me. See, Joseph humbled himself before the Lord, which is why he continued to get favor over and over and over again, no matter what happened to him. And because of that insight, because of that wisdom, because of that knowledge of he knew who God was, he responded to his brothers in a deeply merciful way, forgiving them of what they did in the past. And recognizing that even though what happened to him was evil, God meant it for great good. Well, this is what we can take from that story and my encouragement for you for today. Stand up for the Lord. Do what is right. Don't go back and forth. Don't waver to and fro, as Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 would say. You know, don't be tossed back and forth with every wind and wave of doctrine, of thing that comes your way, of people who are trying to convince you to think this way and or think that way. Stay steadfast, keep your eyes on the Lord, be anchored in Him, and even when people do things that are wrong towards you, they accuse you, they falsely accuse you, they persecute you, as Jesus would say, you are blessed because you are walking right before the Lord, just like Joseph. And I believe that when we as people of God walk right before the Lord, we walk the straight and narrow, we do exactly what God wants us to do, not listening to the opinion of man, but understanding that we're doing what we do right before the Lord and what God has called us to do, I believe that God blesses us for that. I think that there's natural blessing in that. One, it's a life of just walking with the Lord, which is a blessing in and of itself. I think we need to remember that today, that as Christians in a nation right now that is deeply divided and there's a lot of fighting taking place, there's a lot of tearing of each other apart, there's a lot of attitudes that are not demonstrating the light of God, I pray for you, and please pray for me too, that we will be people that no matter what, proclaim the light of God, that we walk in the way of God, and we do what is right. So that the words that Jesus said will be true, that we let our light shine before others so they see the good things we do and glorify our God that's in heaven. That's the story of Joseph. That's what he did. He walked right before God. He did was right before man, understanding that God has a powerful plan and he's working all things together to glorify him. And I think God's working on a lot of things right now across our country. May we be people that want to be a part of God's plan and not just our own plan or our county's plan or our city's plan, but be a part of God's plan. Be a part of God's work. Be a child of God. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's listening on the other side here who just tuned in for a few moments. And as we just reflect upon your word and we look at the principles that it does teach us, Father, about who we are to be in the story of Joseph, and we see a man that walked with you, had great perspective no matter what happened to him in life, Lord, he understood that you are the one that's in control, that he did not repay evil for evil, but he did what was good. First and foremost, understanding that you were his vision, you were the one that he looked to, and may we always be those people that don't look at anything else for our hope, for our future. We look to your light, and may we put our hope in your word, in your name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.